Welcome to Shore Time. It is Shore Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossin with you. Sunday morning, May 21st, after you just listened to some great talk about everybody's favorite football team, the New York Giants, in the last hour, we're now going to talk about some summer things going on.
Is that right? Everybody's favorite team. Okay, sure.
They're America's new team, Dave.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Well, I didn't know that. Thanks for the update.
Well, we got some great things for you coming up here on Short Time this morning. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossin with you. Here, 7 to 8 a.m. on 94.3 The Point, as we're getting ready for summer, Memorial Day weekend upon us in a week's time, Dave, and summer right around the corner.
Oh, I love it. Getting ready for Memorial Day weekend. It's a special time. Everybody has that on their calendar to kind of kick off the summer. People have the homes, let's say they're up north and they're renting places down here. It's an exciting time for them. We're local, Vin. We're always spoiled, so we're always here enjoying it, but it's special. And, you know, you get together with friends, family, barbecues, you know, different things like that to kick it off. Looking forward to it.
I've had a couple or a few of those in just the last couple of weeks at home, like chicken, grilled turkey.
Okay. Yeah, I saw you hitting the grill there
on social
media. Some good
stuff there, hot dogs and everything. So we're getting it out full force.
You still
firing up the grill.
You still haven't done the breakfast, though. Got to get you to do that, buddy. Get a pot, or I should say a pan. Do some pancakes on the grill. Outside, it's great. A little bacon, whatever your pleasure
is. Didn't you say that you tried like bacon on the grill once or something?
Well,
was that more of like a pitch? I know
hear me out. Yes, you can. So they have these, I guess you call them, it's like a sheet that you put over the grill.
Oh, right. Yep.
And then you go ahead and put on there what you want. It works for bacon. It works for really anything.
There you go.
It's good
I'm
stuff.
Always down for bacon.
Yeah.
Like if I see it, you know, lying around the station at home, I'm like, ooh, bacon.
Also, too, what's nice is you go outside, you're on the grill, and you get that smell of bacon outside. It's good stuff.
There we go. Yeah. I mean, I love the smell of bacon.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know probably shouldn't eat a bunch of it. It's probably not that good for you, but I'm like, I love the taste, and I love crispy bacon and the smell of it.
Look, it's low carbs. It's hopefully a healthy fat, I guess it would be, right? Bacon? You would know
better
than I would. You're more into health situations or what is healthy, what is not.
I mean, there's probably some cardiologists out there that
maybe
would factor in. Like, hey.
Yeah, we're not here to promote it. We're just saying it tastes good and consult your physician before, you know. But
can I have bacon in my diet?
Exactly.
Yeah, probably good limited doses, I would guess, for most people. But, I mean, it's probably, too much of a good thing, not a good thing, I guess. But, I mean, I feel like if the bacon has, you know, a bunch of fat on it, probably not that good. I'm probably just go with a good brand of bacon that you know, or from a good place.
Well, you know what I love?
If
I go to a nice steakhouse and they have the very thick bacon slices as like an appetizer, that's good stuff. Like I'm talking like a really thick bacon. You know, that's good. And, you know, other breakfast treats, I try eggs, of course, omelets. Again, I'm telling you, try it on the grill. Even if you put a pan on the grill, the flame is hot enough to get the pan going. Next thing you know, you got an omelet going on in there. There it is.
There you go.
A little cheese, right? Huh?
Breakfast on the back patio.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nice, cool morning. Little coffee in you.
Sun coming up. Yeah. You know, you're enjoying the birds chirping in the morning and everything.
Buddy, it's good stuff.
Backyard summer breakfast, especially in the summertime. Winter. Really. I guess by like July, whatever, when you're getting to, you know, the good part of the summer where it's like already in the mid to upper 60s by like 7 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
So you're like, feels warm, feels comfortable enough outside before it gets like super hot.
Just to take in the morning like that, even if it's a little chilly.
Sprinklers going
off. Oh, yeah.
We're painting a picture
here.
Yes,
yes.
Bob Ross would be proud.
The smell of cut grass. That's another thing. Mm. You know, you take a walk or whatever and, you know. People are now into that time of year. It's got to get done, but yet the smell of it, there's something special about it.
Especially, or if you're just like driving around and you get like, you have your windows open, you get that whiff of fresh cut grass.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
All right. I could dig it.
That's good stuff.
I'll admit, like when I cut it every week and I enjoy cutting the grass and everything, but sometimes if you're allergic to it,
it'll
by the end of the the lawn cutting, you're like, all right, I'm good for a bit.
I like to cut the grass, and the only hiccup is those days in like August when it's really, really hot and you're out there cutting the lawn. Oof.
Yeah, you got to find like a good time in the morning where you're not waking up the neighbors.
In the evening. Yeah, you don't want to wake up the neighbors, but that's the toughest time. So like when it's really, really hot, but this time of year, it's perfect.
I feel like there's like that unwritten rule in neighborhoods, like when you, how early is too early to go out and cut the grass?
I feel like
most people would go out around, I think 7:30, 8 a.m. is like a good go-to.
I think before 9, you shouldn't.
Before 9?
Before 9, think about that. You know, let's say, you know, it's the weekend. I just think before 9 is a little early. After 9, it's manageable.
But then you're getting towards more of the heat.
I get it. I'm just saying, okay, well, that's a good question for listeners. Like, what is too early to make that kind of noise?
Yeah.
Like, if you are home, obviously, and your neighbor, you know, gets that lawnmower going, should it be after a certain time? I say 9, but I hear your point. I understand where you're coming from.
I mean, I feel like a weekday grass cutting, most people are, you know, getting up early and out for work, so I feel like it would fly maybe better during the week. I feel on weekends, Saturday, Sunday morning, maybe more people are likely to sleep in. But
well, that's what I'm
I guess thinking. It depends on, you know, who's living in your neighborhood.
What day? Okay, so you have Saturday, you have Sunday.
Yep.
I think that if you're going to do early of the 2 days, Saturday may be a little better. Sunday, maybe you got people going to church. So they just don't want to be disturbed.
Mm.
And they would rather have that peace in the morning and not the noise. I'm just saying.
Could go either way.
Right.
I don't think I've ever gone out before 8, though. Like, if I were to get up early.
I think before 8 is, that's not.
Yeah.
No good.
I mean, could you imagine you're like sleeping and somebody starts cutting the grass at like 6:30 in the morning?
That's
7 o'clock.
You got to throw a penalty flag there.
And then they, you know, get all the other equipment to trim the weeds and everything else. And leaf blowers, whatever else you got going on. It's like,
so what would make more noise? A power washer? Well, I guess it doesn't make that much noise.
Well, it's
or
got
a lawnmower.
That, like, from the motor. I feel like a power washer makes more of that.
All right, so kind of noise. Let's say you're going to trim the bushes, right? Mm. You know, you're trimming, I guess.
Oh, like one of those electronic type saws?
Yeah, it could be. I'm just trying to think what would be the most noise. Like, a lawnmower, you know, that makes a lot of noise. But I guess, you know, trimming the bushes would be another thing that could disturb people, you know?
People get used to the sound of birds chirping and sprinklers going off in the morning. I feel like a lot of people...
You can't do anything about that.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not necessarily like a loud noise. A lot of people have their sprinklers going off at 5 or 6 in the morning. You know, this way sinks in, sun's rising, and then dries out, so you're good.
Oh, here's another one. Well, I guess it's different now. Again, I'm older. I'm thinking like when I, you know, there wasn't the cell phones and all of that we have today. Like, what was too late to make a phone call to a home or too early? But then again, it doesn't apply now because everybody's got their own individual cell phones.
Yeah, you can message people.
I just, you know, remember as a kid, you know, you could not call somebody's house after 10 o'clock. It was like that was...
Well,
no
yeah, I mean, unless
no
you're
go.
Like family or whatever.
But, right, there's no
you're close friends.
And then I would think that 9 o'clock was the phone call, unless, again, it's an emergency. But again, it doesn't apply. We have cell phones. We could put them on silent, I guess. Different world.
That's a good question. Wonder what everybody else was thinking.
Well, think about that.
Short time at townsquaremedia.com.
Yeah, exactly, when there was only one phone in the house. You know, somebody calls at 7 o'clock in the morning, that's tough to deal with. That's a disturbance.
I mean, if it's close family, friends, whatever, but if you have people, I don't know, from this place or that place or this organization calling you like late at night on any night of the week, I'm like, no good. Or on a Sunday, Sunday, family day.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't be calling the house.
I agree. And you know what the funny thing is, for a lot of people, they don't even have a home phone anymore. It's just,
yeah,
there's
a lot
no
of people
need
don't.
For it.
Cell phones and everything else. I mean, a lot of people are going away with the home phone.
Right.
I mean, why go through it?
Right. I have an interesting thing. So for my business, I have a feature where if somebody calls the office phone, it'll ring on my cell phone. They're calling the office number. So theoretically, I could be here and I get a phone call, somebody calling the office, but then it would come to me. It's just a different world.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of functionality. I could be in Lubbock, Texas and feel the phone call from somebody calling the office.
Fair point.
There it is.
Dave. I got to get your opinion on this because we've been talking about food lately. Cheesesteaks.
Love them.
Are you like a traditional, okay, just
load
the
up.
Steak, the cheese, that's
load
it?
Load them up.
Or do you like the peppers or onions and
load them up.
Mushrooms and everything else?
Put it all on there. All the above.
Do you have a favorite spot in Philly? Just like solely in Philadelphia where you've gone?
I don't. What are the two famous ones? There's two that are like on the map that everybody goes to.
I think people like Pat's and Gino's, but I like John's Roast Pork. It's over on Snyder Avenue.
Okay.
That's a really good place for a cheesesteak in Philly.
Okay. No, it's I love a cheesesteak. A nice, the more the merrier. Load up the toppings, the cheese, extra cheese. You know. Do you put ketchup on it?
Sometimes. Like if I do, I don't like to put too much.
Because
it may depend on where you go, too.
Are you afraid that too much you'll drown out the taste of
the
other?
Yeah, because, I mean, if it's made right, then you don't need to add anything else.
Okay.
I mean, ketchup is good on like a fat lady sandwich.
What?
Fat lady.
I don't know that. What do you mean?
It's like chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, french fries.
Wow. Okay.
And a couple other things basically all in the sandwich at the same time.
And that's made from celery and there's no carbs, right? I understand. Yes, it's very good.
It's good
stuff. Cauliflower. Yes, it's made of cauliflower.
Hoagie Haven has a good fat lady. I've had fat lady sandwiches other places as well. It's really good. It's one of my favorite sandwiches. I mean, it'll fill you up.
Oh, yes,
so,
it will.
I mean, you can't walk in somewhere, order a fat lady, and...
What is that one sandwich that really is filling? The Monte Cristo? You know what I'm talking about? It's like...
Oh, yeah. That's, like, that's another good one.
Oh, that's another one. Again, it's heavy in the carbs and the bread, but it's tasty.
But you know what? Every once in a while, you got to spoil yourself.
You have to.
Spoil
absolutely.
Yourself. I got a few cheesesteak spots in New Jersey.
What do you got, buddy?
So, Philly is Philly, but we want to check out where the good cheesesteak spots are here.
Mm-hmm. I getcha.
First up... on a list, and you could follow along in the article, 94.3thepoint.com. Just go to the Short Time of Vin and Dave tab and scroll on down. Cheesesteak Louie's.
Where's that?
Seaside Heights.
Got it. Okay.
TJ Pearl, I spoke with him, the owner, a couple of years back. Prime rib, cuts it up, grills it fresh, boom. Hmm. You know, cheese, the peppers, the onions, the whole works right there. It's really good. It's a really an amazing cheesesteak.
Okay.
Just boom right there and some curly fries on the side, Dave.
Nice. I'll do that.
Cheesesteak Louie's in Seaside Heights. And then, as I mentioned a couple minutes ago with the fat lady, Hoagie Haven in Princeton also makes a really great cheesesteak. It's like, I think they've slightly expanded like within their real estate space there. But it's close to Princeton University.
I was just going to ask you, is it like downtown
toward
the university?
Yeah, it's like right down the road in Princeton Record Exchange and stuff like that. So it's like a really good spot to go for any sandwich. Hoagie Haven.
Nice.
They do it right there. Big Bob's Philly Cheesesteaks, Dave.
Nice. Now, where's that?
Englishtown.
Englishtown. Wow, okay.
So there you go.
Got to gas up the car, check that out. Okay.
You may have to head a little south for this one. City Steaks in Burlington City.
Ooh, okay.
Gets a lot of good reviews there for their cheese steaks.
Okay.
Meathead's cheese steaks.
Where's that?
It is in Lawrence Township.
Okay.
So some good cheese steaks there. Dar's Steaks.
Dar's, you say?
Haddon Township.
Okay.
Johnny Longshot's Steaks in the Haynesport, Lumberton area.
Okay.
So a lot of them in... Central Jersey, you know, Ocean County, but a lot of good cheesesteak spots in South Jersey there. You're talking like Burlington County and southern, south of that. Famous Yellow Submarine. Dave, we all live in a... Never mind.
There it is. I knew that was coming.
We'll leave it to the Fab Four. Famous Yellow Submarine, good cheesesteaks in Maple Shade.
Okay.
Joe's Steak Shop.
Joe's
in
Steak
Phillipsburg.
Shop. Phillipsburg.
There you go. Mark that one down.
Uh-huh.
Philly Steaks.
Philly Steaks. Okay.
Tom's River.
Ah, nicely done.
So, I mean, you know, if you want to grab a cheesesteak after the show today, Dave.
Let's do it, buddy. Nice AM cheesesteak. Nothing wrong with that.
If they're not open, we'll just wait outside.
Bang on the door. Let us in. Yes.
We want a cheesesteak.
Exactly.
Chick's Deli in Cherry Hill.
Okay.
Some good-looking cheesesteaks. And then last one on this list. Fat Daddy's.
Okay.
In Lafayette.
That's a quality list. So, okay. So New Jersey represents
those
well.
Those are the best of the best cheesesteak
cheese
places
right,
that we've
it.
Got. So
done. Done and done.
Go to 943thepoint.com and check it out. And if we didn't get one on the list, or you want to give your own review of what was on that list of your favorite cheesesteak, shorttime@townsquaremedia.com. Or if you make them at home on the grill or in the kitchen, how do you prepare your cheesesteak?
There it is.
Yeah, I like it. I like the prime rib part of it. Okay.
Oh, that's great.
There it is. Fresh bread, soft. You get the cheese steak on there, the melted cheese, a little bit of onions, some peppers, not too much there.
Okay.
And then, boom, there you go.
Boom, there you go.
And
I like it.
Whoomp, there it is, Dave.
Perfect. I'm so hungry. Here we are early in the studio here in the
cheese steaks for breakfast.
Why not? Hey, if anybody wants to bring us some to the studio,
I mean,
we will take them.
You know, we'll meet you at the door outside.
Exactly.
Just bring over any number of food. I mean, we've talked about seafood, steakhouses, cheese steaks on this show. We've also talked about ice cream and Italian ices, so we're talking dinners and desserts.
We like to talk about dinner during the breakfast hours that we are
here. Well, you know what? We look forward to the day ahead. You're like,
that's true.
What do I have for dinner
that's
tonight?
That's true.
Oh, hey, heard Vin and Dave talking about cheese
there
sticks today.
Now I know what to make tonight or where to go.
Well, we got a couple of great guests on the show this morning. I'm probably not going to talk about cheesesteaks or seafood, but I mean, they're certainly welcome to. We may get into that. Monmouth County Commissioner Director Tom Arnone will be joining us to discuss the summer season ahead, the summer tourism season in Monmouth County. All great things happening in Monmouth, from the beaches to the boardwalks to all great restaurants to Dave's neighborhood in Asbury Park, and so much more. And then we also have another guest, Dave, as well, joining us this morning.
Yeah, Toni Cartalemi is coming here. She is a psychic. She's really good at what she does, and I'm very excited to have the conversation, kind of get her background and how she got into it, and a lot of great topics we'll talk about, and especially it's in her family, too. She's not the first one to be doing this, so this is going to be a nice conversation.
Be a great show ahead. Short Time with Vin and Dave continues right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say? This is comedian Big D. Bettetto. You're listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Who wants coffee? Anybody want coffee?
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way on your path to financial freedom. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shoreline Wealth Management, with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
Hi, this is comedian Vinny Brand, and I'm the owner of the Stress Factor Comedy Club. You are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, my favorite show to listen to. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Cross, and with you. And you know what, Dave? We've been talking about giving people some ideas, different things to do, indoors, outdoors,
absolutely,
rainy days, hot and humid days. Well, we've got a guest where you can go to any day, regardless of the weather.
Exactly.
Indoor event. Toni Cartalemi.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Nice to see you guys, or nice to hear you guys.
Toni, first of all, thank you so much for coming on today. You know, we've known each other for quite some time, and I just felt it was a good opportunity to have you come on and talk about your background. Being a psychic up in Essex County, but I understand that you have relationships with people for your services all over the state. It doesn't have to just be up north. That's where you're out of. And I wanted to have you come on the show and just talk about how you got started being a psychic. How did you know that this was a calling? And just tell me a little bit about that background.
Well, I guess around 11, 12 years old, I kind of used to have all these interesting dreams. And then they started coming true, and I didn't really know what that was about because I was very young. And, you know, of course, I would tell my mother, and long story short, my mom was against all this stuff because, you know, Catholic and, you know, being Italian and that whole, you know, strict type of family. And little did I know, my mom was psychic.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
But she never told me until I was older. So these dreams started, you know, a lot of different things. A lot of people that had passed would come to me in my dreams, asking where's the light, just crazy things. And at a young person, you know, I was a little freaked out. I'm not going to lie. I started researching things in the library and things like that. But then I also found out I have an uncle, a great uncle, that was a spiritual medium. And he was known, you know, he was from Italy, and he came into New York in Manhattan back in the 20s. And he actually was put up by a pharmacist. They put him up because he was so good. And he was also a painter. He was amazing. And he basically used to hold seances. They'd put him behind, like a curtain, and they would tie his hands and his feet against the chair, you know, and basically it pulled the curtain closed, and they'd have seances, and the spirits would come through, and
oh, wow.
He would, messages. Yeah. And I didn't know this. And Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who wrote the Sherlock Holmes stories, really loved him, was fascinated by all this spiritual things. So he wrote about him in one of his books. And basically then Houdini got wind of it, and Houdini did not like that because he was the only person that was doing that at the time. So he was trying to prove that he was trickery and fraud, but he wasn't. But it got a little hairy back then, because, you know, you can't prove you this and that, but a lot of people were starting to go to my great uncle. And it was pretty interesting because he tried to set him up, Houdini, I'm saying, tried to set him up and say that he wasn't real, but he was.
Hmm.
And all the spirits would come through, and all these people sort of gathering around and coming to all these seances. So I didn't know this was my background until my mom finally decided to give me a heads up. So this was a wild thing. And now that I know this, I know where I got this. So basically, this is a God-given gift. I was literally given this gift. I mean, I never knew, you know, but my mom finally shared it with me, and here I am, and this is what I do.
So walk me through it. Walk me through what a process is. Somebody comes to see you. What happens? Like, you know, they come to you, sit down, and what is the process, and what do you typically see? Are there certain subjects or different things that you're looking to cover, or is it based on what the person wants to find out that hopefully you can provide some guidance with?
I usually, of course, get a little insight, like, of course, their name, of course, you know, and if they needed to reach somebody that has passed, a loved one, you know, and I kind of ask them that, and if there was anything that they really needed to know,
okay,
you know, them through. Maybe they're going through a heartache or a heartbreak of a loved one passing, or sometimes people leave their lives, you know, a divorce or whatever. And it, basically I find out that little bit of info, and then I kind of ground myself, because you have to ground yourself. You have to kind of do a little meditation, and you know, you just bring your, you know, you bring your spirit guides in, and you basically just tune into the person. And basically that's what you do. And then you just start flowing, and you get all this info, and you, you know, but you just want to confirm it with the actual person that's being read. So you ask them, does this resonate with you? Like, you know, I have a woman named Ruby here. Does this resonate with you? Oh, that was my aunt, you know, long story. And that's how you just flow. And it really, you know, if people get the wrong idea, they think, well, if you know, then why are you asking? I'm not asking. I'm confirming that's resonating with you. So I know I got the right person.
Okay.
That I'm bringing. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Well, let me ask you this. So then when you're not with somebody in, say, a session, do you have the, like, how do you turn it on and off? Like, are you at a setting? Maybe you're at a dinner or out with friends, and do you, like, see somebody, then all of a sudden you just get these images or thoughts or different things about them, and how do you shut that off?
Yeah, that's a tough one sometimes, because sometimes, you know, spirit, of course, this is crazy. It sounds crazy to people, but spirit sometimes needs you to tell certain people things, and they need to give a message. So that's a tough one sometimes. So I do try to ground out and say, okay, I'm not receiving any input tonight.
I'm like, off I'm the clock right now, please. Okay, I get it.
Absolutely. But, you know, sometimes you do find that you start to see somebody, and you start staring at them like, oh boy. And I start getting things like, I'm like, you know, something's going on with this person. And I'll start seeing things in my head. And I'm like, geez, you know, but I'm out. So
how
I don't
do
really want to.
But how do you handle that? Like, do you want to go to the person and say, hey, somebody has come to me or wants to pass on a message? Or do you just say, you know what? I just keep that to myself, because it's not somebody either I know well or know at all, that I won't mention it.
Well, there's been situations where I would actually go up to somebody and just start talking to them and feel them out first, if I really felt a need to give this message to them.
Okay.
And then I would ask, if they, kind of just feel them out, and if they basically are interested in, their spiritual and this and that, then I'll relate that message. I'll relay the message to them. But if they're not, then I kind of just shut it and walk away, because you just know people are, back in the day, this was a, taboo. People thought you were a witch. They would hang people. They would hang right. the witches. This is like something bizarre. So for me, I still respect people's boundaries and privacy. I don't just, abruptly go up to people and just say, hey, I'm picking up a dead person around you. And, he wants to say something. No, I can't do that. It's just
right.
not.
It's okay.
Out of respect, too. You just don't do that. But, it could be tough sometimes, because sometimes spirit is like, I need you to tell somebody this. And it's like, and I get these things and I'm like, geez, do I say something or do I not? And then I just kind of just shut it sometimes. I have to.
Now, do you always sense things around most people, or are there situations where there just isn't any sort of anything coming to you, or most cases there's something to relay or something that it comes to you from this person?
No, I don't always pick up on everybody, especially there's a lot of people that are very closed off in life in general. So they're not, forthcoming. They're not, warm and fuzzy. So they don't open for anybody in life in general. So those people I don't resonate with, because I won't pick up things. But then sometimes spirit will say, it'll nudge me. Like I'll literally get nudges and I'll be like, geez. And
so what does that
not,
feel like when you get a nudge, like you may be speaking to somebody or with a group of people, and then all of a sudden you just get this quick feeling or this quick thought? Is that how that works?
Yeah, it's a thought. But if it keeps popping in, I know it's something that needs to be said or handled. And sometimes that's tough, again, because like you said, saying that somebody that's not open to it, they won't really want to hear it. So it's almost, but that's the other thing. You really have to be. The other person has to be reciprocate. Like they want to reciprocate. They want to be open to it. Otherwise, I really can't give that message to them.
Do most people, are they comfortable with, say, when you say something to them that maybe they don't know you that well and you just want to pass this on, that they're like, okay, receiving? Or do some people, they just don't want to hear it for whatever reason?
Yeah, I've had that. I've had people not really forthcoming to me. Okay. Like, oh, no. I don't believe in that. And I go to church and that's against God and Jesus. And I'm like, no, I understand that. I'm totally about that because I'm spiritual. I believe in God. I pray and I might not live in church, but I do believe in God. I was brought up that way. But some people are it's so taboo and they freak. They think it's
sure.
the devil.
Okay.
They do. And it goes against, they feel that if you believe in that, that means that you walk with the devil. Like, that's old school, but some people still believe that, especially the old Italians do. A lot of, or Catholic, I don't roll like that because I believe still what I was brought up with. I'm very spiritual. There's a spiritual side of me, and this is what I have. This is a gift from God because I help people with this. I don't, try to push it on anybody. But if I like to help people, I like to help them get on with their lives if they're brokenhearted over a passing of a loved one, things like that. So it's something that I really feel that the gift is to help. And that's what I feel, that's my feeling about it. That's how I live it.
Do a lot of people look for it as an opportunity for like closure, or like they just feel that there was something that wasn't said and they're hoping that there's some sort of connection that they can have that closure or understand what is going on the other side type of thing?
Absolutely. I get people that need to know that the person that has passed, their loved one, is okay. That's mostly the big thing. Are they okay? Are they still with me?
Okay.
Did they suffer? And I love to help people because when I resonate and I give them the actual person and it ties and I give them something that nobody else would know, and they're like, oh my God, nobody could know that. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, well, then that's your person.
Okay.
And they're like, oh my God, are they okay? I'm like, they're totally okay. And then they'll show me other things to let me know. Like they'll show me something in the house that they're next to, or, they'll show me a chair, or they'll show me an actual picture on a mantle. They'll show me different types of things that'll resonate with the person that has lost the loved one. And then they'll know that loved one is still with them. In spirit, not on the earth plane, but physically, if they talk to them, if they can, you know, maybe get a message from them somehow. And that's the way that works. And it's really beautiful because people cry and they lose husbands and mothers and, you know, and whatever, brothers, sisters, uncles, whatever. And it's such a beautiful thing because it gives them that peace to know that they're okay. You know, they're still around them, but they passed. They went the other side, you know, and they're okay. You know, it's amazing.
Well, Tony, let me ask you this here. You know, having this ability, do you find people, friends or people that you know, constantly asking you questions and different things about what's going on just when they see you, when you're out, whatever the situation is, that people feel that, hey, let me ask Tony what's going on out there, or is there somebody trying to send me a message?
I get that a lot. You know, it's like sometimes you're like, oh, my God, I'm off duty. But I'm saying, you know, it's tough. Yeah, I do get a lot of friends that'll say, listen, I need your input, or are you feeling anything about this situation? Or, yeah, I get that a lot. And sometimes that's hard because, you know, when you're reading all day or, you know, all night, you know, and you're reading 6 to 8 people a day, you know, and then, you know, a friend or whoever, you know, kind of wants to tap in and ask you a question, you're kind of like, oof. You know, so you kind of want to, it's tough sometimes, but I mean, I've learned to separate it a little better. And I think they understand because it takes a lot of energy off of you, you know?
Sure.
It really does. You don't know that it does, but when you get very hungry after readings, you start to get very tired. It's a lot of energy because everything's energy, you know,
right.
People pass energy, you know what I mean? Well, the spiritual stuff is, it's all energy. It's electrical. It's energy. That's how they come through.
That makes sense. No, I wanted to bring that up because I was thinking, you know, here you are when you're not doing this, I could see people wanting to always ask you various questions and to be able to kind of separate the two. I felt that could be a challenge.
Yeah, it could be tough sometimes. And, you know, and I hate to say that because I do have a lot of great, great people in my life, you know, but sometimes I'm just like, I'm beat up. Come on. I just need, you know, let me
be.
I need to breathe, you know? Yeah, let me be. That's actually a good one. Yeah, you ain't kidding. But sometimes, you know, they get offended like, oh, but you could read
no,
this.
No, I know. That's hard. But, you know, hey, you can only do the best you can.
Exactly. And I don't want to be offensive because I'm not that kind of a person. I'm a loving, caring person.
Sure.
So I would never mean to anybody. But in the same token, I need to chill out too sometimes.
Absolutely. Tony, before we wrap up, please let our listeners know how they could reach out to you to do a reading or to do different things that you provide. Actually, maybe just let us know exactly what you can do for people and how they can get a hold of you.
Okay, great. I do read through Zoom, okay? And I do read people out of state through Facebook Messenger. My email, a lot of people reach me through email, is tcartel65@gmail.com. And that's tcartel65@gmail. You could also reach me by text or phone, 201-951-7758. And again, you know, I do read over Zoom, through Zoom, whatever, Facebook Messenger. I have a lot of people out of state. And basically you can reach me that way. And I do house parties, 5 to 6 people at a time and things like that. So you can definitely reach me that way and, you know, get in touch with me and we can definitely set something up. And I'd be more than happy to help whoever needs to reach out.
Tony Cartellemi, thank you so much for being here today and sharing this with our listeners.
I thank you so much. It's wonderful. It was wonderful seeing you guys, and I appreciate it.
Sure.
Stay well. Thank you again.
Thank you, Tony.
Have a great day.
More Short Time with Vin and Dave right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hi, this is Christy Pierce Rampone, former U.S. women's soccer team captain, Olympic gold medalist, World Cup champion and Point Borough High School alum, and you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Tune in for some real conversation with Dave and Vin. You don't want to miss this.
Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management understands that you are more than your money, and they strive to help you realize your best life as they align your finances with your goals. Best of all, Shoreline's straightforward approach will include you in the process. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Abneau, Dave Crossan with you. With us here this morning is Monmouth County Commissioner Director Tom Arnone as we get ready for Memorial Day weekend and the summer season ahead. Well, always something to do in Monmouth County throughout the year, but it's uniquely special in Monmouth County throughout the summer. And I want to welcome you onto the show, Commissioner Arnone.
Oh, thank you, Vin. It's always a pleasure.
So, weather's been getting better throughout the month of May. Hopefully, we get great weather, primarily for the summer season ahead and everything. And what are some of the goals that you have, that the rest of the commissioners have in Monmouth County for what you'd like to see this summer in terms of tourism and the tourism economy?
Well, first, the first thing I want to see is beautiful weather. That's first and foremost, because without that, it becomes a little bit difficult. So that's first and foremost. And then what I want to see is a vibrant, busy, safe summer for the residents of Monmouth County and all of our tourists. And we, the county, is going to do everything we possibly can to assist our towns and our municipalities on what would be the tools that they would need to make sure that they have a successful, again, not to reiterate, but a safe tourism season.
And just how much of a driver is this for Monmouth County to have a successful tourism season? What do you think needs to be done for restaurants and businesses and everybody in Monmouth County to have a successful summer?
So what we have to do is, you're 100%, it is a huge, huge part of the success of Monmouth County's whole economic climate. Without a positive tourism season, where some local businesses triple in sales and maybe even more in sales, and where we have our local seasonal businesses, and I don't just talk from Memorial Day to Labor Day, but from Memorial Day to maybe the end of October. Without that successful part of that season, quite frankly, I don't think they could survive. So we have to do different things out of the box, which we have done. We just had a tourism advisory meeting, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, with all of our partners and our stakeholders. I'm having a press conference on the 23rd. I hold it at a different beach every year, which will be this year. I chose Spring Lake. We are basically marketing all the big days that we have. And let's just use, for example, like this week from May 19th to the 21st is a seafood festival. We got the food truck weekend, New Jersey food truck weekend that will come here from the 27th to the 29th. We got shore festivals. We got city festivals, Asbury Park, and many other towns. Then you got the normal days. And then we run into the fireworks season. And when we get into that period of time where towns celebrate there, but what does that do? That brings people to a certain area where there's a lot of food establishments. And so we you know, really showcase and give them the marketing tools that they need so that we get the word out. And you know, and I'm sure you know, Ben, that we created the Brewed and Distilled in Monmouth.
Oh, yeah.
And so what we're doing with that is we're marketing not just our breweries and distilleries, but all the surrounding businesses around it, because the tourism season is busy. Our beaches will be packed. We have the best shore beaches, I think, in the state of New Jersey. They'll be packed, but people want things to do at night. And it doesn't necessarily have to be on the beach areas. And that's why we offer so much more at the outlets and the racetrack and different areas, that we could give people ideas what to go spend time with their family. So, you know, it's a whole component. And then, of course, the music scene, which everybody loves. You know, you got the music at Count Basie, obviously. Then, of course, you got the Stone Pony stage, and you got all those different areas. And, of course, the PNC Arts Center.
Oh, yep.
All those things we got to bring together to make it a successful season. And most importantly, not everybody likes the beach. So what better place than to go enjoy the Monmouth County parks?
Yeah.
Or play golf or do any of those different type of activities. So we, you know, we work well with them. And as I said in the beginning, that we also focus on safety. And we're the only county that just recently launched the Monmouth County Beach Public Safety Dashboard, where you'll be able to go on there to see what the beach at www.monmouthcountybeaches.com, where you will be able to find out, okay, accessibility and how the waters are. It's more of a safety dashboard. And we're the only one. Well, we're the first county in the United States to do it, actually. But I said the state of New Jersey, but I meant the United States there. So, you know, we're going to be able to tell them the UV index, water temperature, wave height, all those areas of safety. And then, of course, how busy it is.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really good tool. Really good tool for us.
And it's groundbreaking in itself, the Beach Public Safety Dashboard. It provides just so much need-to-know information, information that's big. Whether you're living in Monmouth County, you're vacationing in Monmouth County, whatever it is, you're like, oh, hey, I could check out all these different things, the lifeguards, the water conditions, beaches, parking, and so much more. I mean, this is such, and I know we've talked about this in the past, Commissioner Arnone, such a game-changer for enjoying summertime in Monmouth County.
Exactly. And you know what? But government really, really never has stepped up to this level of assistance. And, you know, then since I started here, I said the only way we're going to be successful is to be partners with our partners. And that's our municipalities. And that's just what we do.
And how have you been able to grow that relationship with hearing from the mayors and the councils and really just people from across all the 53 communities, municipalities in Monmouth County was saying, hey, or especially those who draw big time revenue in the summer from tourism, like, here's how we can continue to grow. Here's how we can continue to help everybody have a great time.
What we do is we meet with our stakeholders, and that's what I call them, stakeholders. On a regular basis to make sure that if there's any needs that we're missing and contact us. And what we also do is at every one of these events, we attend and give a little bit about, you know, what the county's about and what we have, which is very important because there's a lot of activities that people are very, very, very happy with, you know, getting this information from.
And, you know, heading into the summer, you know, I want to take a step back. Pandemic-wise, I mean, it certainly impacted everybody, and you and I have discussed this. I know you've held some press conferences over the last few years just on, okay, here's what we're doing now, especially during the pandemic, and kudos to you and the rest of the Board of Commissioners for doing that. But how have you seen Monmouth County, you know, continually step forward or bounce back from what happened in the pandemic? And I know you pointed out, I think it was in 21, just how many people ended up staying local, either because they couldn't travel or there were restrictions or so on and so forth, that in some ways it helped Monmouth County. But how have you seen Monmouth County continue to bounce back from 2020?
Well, we're back. We're back and we're stronger than the storm, I guess you could say. And we basically are back at our full capacity, thanks to the great work that our municipalities have done, and then our partnerships with each other. And that's the key. And we're working together, and it's, you know, it's going to be a successful system, or season, I should say. And what we're going to do is we are going to make sure that this is going to be one of our best tourism seasons.
And have you seen that tourism revenue continue to bounce back or even become greater than it was?
Every year it has increased. And I really credit all these initiatives that I just talked about.
And what are some of the things that you'd like are introducing this year that people in Monmouth County should be trying to take advantage of so that they can get to the right spots or, you know, enjoy all that Monmouth County has to offer? I know you and the commissioners have had the Made in Monmouth events, in essence, in one part, introducing people to all the great small businesses that are and others that are in Monmouth County.
No, basically, you just have to go and reach out. If you reach out to our our tourism department, and you reach out to our website, you will be able to get all the information that you need. And we can guide you. And even if you don't have the ability to reach out to a website or something, just calling our tourism department there, you know, we have a friendly department. We have people dedicated to just that, because we know how successful the tourism season is for us.
What are some things that, and I know we've touched on this in the past, and it's always a great part of the conversation, some things that make Monmouth County a special place to be in the summertime? I know, in addition, you know, including the beaches and parks and everything that you've mentioned so far here in this conversation, but in your view, just with, you know, living and working and being in Monmouth County, and just experiencing it all, Commissioner Arnone, what is it that makes Monmouth County special in the summer?
Our diversity. And when I say that, our diversity on the resources that we have. So you could be down the beach and have all the great beach type of environment there. And then you could just travel on out to the central part there, or a little off the beach, not even the central part, and you know, go to the racetrack and go to our malls. And then you could also go out to the western part of the county, where we have the big agriculture industry, and we have the horses and all those areas that people may more gravitate to than the beaches. We have all that. And then, of course, first and foremost, we have entertainment beyond none. And more importantly, we have, the, my opinion, the best restaurants in the state of New Jersey.
It's picturesque, too, sometimes. You go get great food either before or after a day at the beach. Go to the parks on a nice day, get some shade. I mean, there's really just no shortage of things to do in Monmouth County in the summertime. It's just a matter of, okay, here's what I'm going to do today, here's what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Exactly right.
And Commissioner Arnone, as we wrap up, what is your message out there for people who are either living and working in Monmouth County, or for any visitors who are either coming to Monmouth County for the first time, or who have rental properties or like to vacation in Monmouth County, about, you know, things to do this summer?
So first of all, for the people that live here, save your money. Don't travel, because we have everything you need right here in Monmouth County, and let's frequent our local businesses. For the people that come here just for summer vacations, continue to do that, because we're continuing to grow, and we want to be a tourist destination for the people outside the Monmouth County region, and know that we will do everything possible to make this a great experience so that you continue to come back.
Appreciate your time as always, Commissioner Director Arnone, and love talking Monmouth County with you. Any time of the year, any season, always a pleasure, and excited for the summer season ahead in Monmouth County, and best to you and everybody in Monmouth County, all the restaurants and the businesses and everybody who makes Monmouth County summertime special.
That would be, you know, I have to tell you, Vin, you always reach out to us, and I so much appreciate you giving Monmouth County attention, and I hope we don't let you down and we live up to all the great things that we talk about.
Absolutely, 100%. And then, but just let me know when you're doing the Tom Arnone autograph tour around Monmouth County this summer. I have to attend that.
You got it.
Commissioner Director Arnone, thanks again
Thank
for your
you.
Time.
Okay, bye-bye.
That is Monmouth County Commissioner Director Tom Arnone. More Short Time with Vin and Dave right after this on 94.3 The Point.
Hi, this is Southside Johnny from the Asbury Jukes, and you are listening to Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point, and I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Whether you are in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity. Shoreline's system is straightforward. They will understand your financial circumstances, identify goals, analyze current plans, and customize a path to position you to reach your goals. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. SIPC.
Hello, this is Chef David Burke on Short Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. And if you could see us, you'd know the three of us have perfect faces for radio.
Welcome back to Short Time with Vin and Dave. Vin Avenue, Dave Crossan with you as we put a bow on another show.
On another show.
Show number 68 in the books.
In the books, buddy.
Man, we're closing in on Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, we are.
Coming up next weekend.
Very excited.
Can you believe that? We're already there.
No, I can't believe it. It seems like we just started the year, and here we are getting into the summer. Oh, it's tremendous. Love it. I love this time of year. I love that I live down here. Now, again, it's going to get very busy with people from up north coming down to enjoy our lovely landscape. But, hey, we will share.
And you know what? We toughed it out through that rainy April.
Yes, we did.
And then May rolled around. We were like, oh, man. And then all of a sudden,
yeah,
sunny days, temperatures in the 70s, hitting 80 a couple times this month
Such
so
a tease.
Far.
Yes, yes.
A couple chilly days, too. I mean, there were days where I feel like the humidity was up, like last Sunday on Mother's Day.
Right.
Even though it was like in the mid to upper 60s. It was like, oh, wow, it's a little warm,
right?
Strong
exactly.
sun. Then all of a sudden, like 6, 7 o'clock, it was like, I'm starting to get chilly here.
Yes. And I have gone on a few bike rides, to get
there
into
you
the
go.
Season. I am excited, yes.
Do you head down the boardwalk, or do you just go around town?
All over the place. Yeah, I love to ride by the water, go, in and out of the small little communities. The beauty about living down here, it's nice and flat. So for a bike ride, it's not a problem.
Yeah, better than being bumpy. That
or hills. Like I used to live in Bedminster, and it was a lot of hills. So
you
really
nice
got
leg workout.
Oh yeah.
How Ruben doing? Well with
Ruben's great. He's happy. He loves to get outside, and the hardest thing with having Ruben is when it's a cold morning.
Mm.
Those walks to get up but I love him, and hey, I got to do it, and I'm excited once we're done. But now that it's getting warmer, has been warmer, it's a lot more enjoyable.
There you go, getting Ruben ready for summer too.
He's ready to go.
Well, we're getting you ready for summer, trying to at least, right? We're doing our best.
Oh yeah,
bringing on different guests as we have the last couple weeks, and as we will over the next few weeks and months, not just leading up into summer, but through the summer, because we want to give you different ideas, different things to do over the course of the summer here in Ocean and Monmouth counties, and bring on guests from different towns and from different areas and from different organizations and stuff like that, where they
we
can
want
speak
you to be
to you
in
as well.
The know. Yes.
This way you're like, oh, wow, you know what? I wasn't going to do that. Now I'm going to do that. And then you could all of a sudden
a lot of times
plan
when we
things
have these,
out.
Conversations on the air, I had no idea that these events were going on. It's like, good idea. That's something I'm going to look into.
And
so
speaking
I'm
of which,
to put it out there.
What we brought up last Sunday with the food truck festivals, one coming up in Freehold.
Those are so
but
much
the,
fun.
The food festival coming to Fort Monmouth soon. I mean, people are just all over that. They're like, oh, wow.
What a fun,
so we were going to go check that out.
What a fun event.
You know
what I mean? Have some food, have some drinks, a lot of entertainment. That's the way to do it.
All fun stuff to check out. Great guest on the show this morning. We had Monmouth County Commissioner Director Tom Arnone discussing the summer tourism season ahead. So good things going on in Monmouth County this summer, Dave. And certainly plenty to do. And then we had a friend of yours come on the show as well.
Tony's the best, and it was a good conversation, and I learned so much about the background of what she does, and it's interesting. And, for the people that have utilized her for her readings, they are just like, wow, she's spot on. So I was so glad she took the time to join us this morning.
So see, plenty to do, plenty of options of things to do this summer.
There is a whole list of them. And also, Vin, as always, for people that have ideas that they want to reach out to us, they could always email us.
Absolutely. shoretime@townsquaremedia.com. There it is. And you know what? We also have our own web tab, Short Time with Vin and Dave, 943thepoint.com. You can check out all the articles in there as well. We'll keep you posted. Well, if you missed any part of the show, you're like, oh man, no worries.
No, we got you covered.
We'll get articles up. We'll help share some info about different events that are going on, whether a guest spoke about them or Dave and I spoke about them on the show. We got you covered.
We got you.
And, all the best food options as well. 943thepoint.com, the 943thepoint app. Another great Short Time show in the books. Have a great Sunday and a great week ahead, everybody. Dave, you too. Enjoy this nice weather.
And thank you for everybody listening, as always.
More Short Time with Vin and Dave every Sunday, next Sunday as well, 7-8 a.m., right here on 94.3 The Point, 94.3thepoint.com, and the 94.3 The Point app. Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Hi, this is High Performance Executive Coach Dana Cavalia and former Director of Strength and Conditioning for the New York Yankees, and you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. It's always great to hang with champions, and these two guys are champions.
Hey, this is UFC championship fighter and Toms River High School East alumni Frankie Edgar, and you're listening to Shore Time with Vin and Dave on 94.3 The Point. Dave and Vin, these guys are the buzz.
Whether you are in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity. Shoreline's system is straightforward. They will understand your financial circumstances, identify goals, analyze current plans, and customize a path to position you to reach your goals. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.